This is 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio, Iriranga, your whaingaroa. Hello, kia ora, my name is Jason, I teach holistic health and healing, and welcome to Your Health, Your Choice, a show that guides you on your healing journey, helping you choose your own healing path. And today, to help us on that path, I have the wonderful Nikki. Nikki, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jason, thanks for having me.
It's awesome. I'm glad I got someone like you because you just told me your title, which is quite interesting, light worker. Now, when people hear that, they there's a certain idea of what that means, but you're speaking from a literal sense in that you are working with light. Do you want to explain what type of light work you do?
So maybe I begin a little bit back just to have a reference point to it.
Sure.
I began in health as a New Zealand registered nurse. So I journeyed with that literally around the world in different clinics and doing different things for people for about 11 years. And then...
Just on that, did you find when you were going around, was it different in every spot?
Absolutely, completely, utterly, and definitely. Without any question. In fact... Yeah, take out your New Zealand brain and just pop that to the side and adopt. So I have English, Malawian and New Zealand nursing registration, but they are all basically so very different from one another. The English and the New Zealand are quite similar, but not Malawian. And I've also nursed in Samoa and Tokelau. So yeah, each country, each culture views health, illness, life, birth, death differently. We all have our culture that brings us to those points, and so to work within that industry in all those different countries does expose you to all the differences of everyone.
That makes sense.
So then I came back to New Zealand and really was interested in plant medicine and natural health, so I got qualified in that area and am now a medical herbalist and naturopath, and I love it. It is so, our bodies are made of the same stuff as the medicine, so they just get to work together straight away. It's so efficient and really, really resonated with me so well. And I didn't think I would look at any other kind of medicine because I was so happy with working with plants and people. And then a friend introduced me to working with red light, infrared light and laser. And that is for pain relief and for faster healing. So now I am all of those. And that's what I offer people in health when they come to see me.
So when I heard you say light worker, I was mainly looking at, she's got this machine, this device that works with light. But hearing your background, it's like, oh no, she's been working with light the whole time. Just at different levels of it. So do you want to talk about, it's Thor, is that the name of it?
Yeah, the company, the equipment that we use comes from the UK, and it comes from a company called Thor. And so it's pretty much, I would say, the most efficient one that you can get. There's all sorts of different variations that you can get. There's also different companies that talk about other colours of light in the visible light spectrum. But we only talk about red and near-infrared light because that's as far as we can see that there's a lot of research on the effect that it has on a cellular level in regards to inflammation, moving that out of the body into the lymphatic system and stimulating healing, getting oxygen in and allowing the metabolism of the cell to be healthy. So, speeding up healing and encouraging pain relief.
That's the main focus, is the inflammation?
Yeah, that's the key thing, is a reduction of inflammation.
So that would make sense as to why I think all the saunas that are coming out are infrared, these non-steam ones. They're using infrared for that purpose.
But that is far infrared. And that produces heat, so therefore has a detoxing effect. But at the other end, you get near infrared, which does not produce heat and is an anti-inflammatory effect. But so it makes sense that saunas could be both near and far.
Yeah, I think I've heard near and far ones.
which will give you that all over effect. But it's to do with the amount of time that the light is in contact with the skin, with the body. And that's all the research that this company Thor have done to be able to establish that sweet spot. How much power, so what hertz you're using, and for how long in each of the areas to provide that outcome that you're after. Obviously, too much is going to cause cellular death, basically, or just to inhibit the cell's activity, and too little is going to be ineffective. So all of their research has been in finding exactly where is that sweet spot to enable people to be able to function well but have pain relief, and then ultimately tissue repair.
Yeah, it's like anything, too much of a good thing.
Yeah, more isn't always better.
No. And so are these set protocols that you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, we just work within a prescriptive technique. Although, you know, people teach us. We see people every day, and through dialogue, I'm learning through the patients, as we all are. We learn through children and through flowers. And so, yeah, I'm learning individual ways of further assisting people. And I don't just use the light machine. I can also talk about things they can take systemically that will help with reducing inflammation, and things they can take out of their diet to help reduce inflammation, because inflammation underpins pretty much everything in regards to degenerative health.
Yeah, I say the same thing but in a different way, like stress. But that stress is creating an inflammatory state. Or you can think of inflammation as being one state, and then what would you call that in the body? Homeostasis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can think of that balanced state in the body as the other. And it's not about being only in one, because there's time for each. So you do need a little stress here, but not too much. And you do need to be in balance, but you also need to stress like your muscles and your bones and your mind. So there's all these, and it's a balance. It's not about removing one completely. It's about knowing when and where to be in one mode. And I think today in the West especially, we're in that stress mode a lot.
If you think about the word inflame, and so it's like all the other elements, the fire is an aspect of, it's not all.
Yeah.
Just as much as we have water and air and ether, you know, so inflame something has a powerful effect, perhaps in the short term or in an acute situation, but in the long term or in a chronic situation, we don't want those fires burning. So yeah, I sort of see it as you said, in a balance, in accordance with
So what would homeostasis be? Would that be an earth state, a grounded state, would you think? Because I'm thinking of water would be a flow state where you're in action but there's no stress. And you're not grounded, you're sort of in the moment, you're just going somewhere. And, you know, the universe has taken you, whether you're writing or doing some sort of mental work or physical work, you're in this flow state. I reckon that's a water state. And then when I think of air, maybe that's meditation, just being in the non-physical state. But then there's also the element of space, which holds all of these. But that's interesting. It's making me think, okay, so there's four states to us, the earth, the fire, the water, and the air. And again, it's about being in each one at certain times. But yeah, I think fire in the West, and we need to calm it down. Time to shift states, people. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. And so what you're doing with this device and with this technology is reducing that fire, helping people get more grounded, more in the earth state, be in more flow in the water state. I like that.
I spend all my day listening to people's korero, or their narrative, their journey, listening to and advising and talking with about different things. And as I was saying, each one of them helps us to learn something, but also being able to suggest that people are fully sovereign over their body, and that their way to come to health is unique to them, and just encourage them to trust their journey to that, and welcome all of the modalities and all of the practitioners and all of our teachers, which come in so many different guises, to be able to bring us to that point of healing, or as you're saying, maybe homeostasis or balance. So it isn't just one approach, perhaps, I've learned, is that we each have our team of people that hold us and keep us well, and that's also a thing that's in flux. You know, like as one modality we move through or we change address, we look for and find the next team of people that are helpful for us. And so, yeah, find it. And it doesn't look like somebody else's. Your one is your one, and that's right down to your emotional diet, your physical diet, so the people around you and the things you do with your day, in as much as what you ingest through your eyes and through your mouth. So all of that is unique. It's for you to find your own version of good health. And I just love being a piece of that for some people who come along, you know. I can just journey with them for that bit and hopefully be able to be effective.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the holistic coaching that I do, I talk about the dream team. You got to create a dream team, right? But then you have to have a dream. Otherwise, who do you know to have on your team that's going to help you support the dream? So you need a vision and a goal. So what you were saying before about knowing who to have on the team and, you know, having certain people, and that changes over time because your goals change over time. But you need to be aware of the goals that you set, the vision that you have, and the dream that you're working toward. And then you go, oh, that person's going to help me on my dream. This person can support me. I can go to this person for that and that person for this. And then you have a new dream. Oh, no, I don't need this person anymore, but this person can help. So knowing your goals is very crucial to knowing who to have on this dream team that I'm calling. And, yeah, you're definitely right there. I love that. And going back to before what we were talking about, you were talking about individuality. Before we started recording, you spoke about how some people can feel or sense the light that you're putting into the body. Isn't that interesting? They're so sensitive to that, whereas a lot of us can't feel anything at all, but they can feel something. There's something in their nervous system that senses this light. And the same thing goes for food. People can feel different foods. The same thing goes for water, types of water, and energy. When you walk into a room, some people can feel the room. They don't just see it, they feel it. And that's something that I think is missing today. Is we know about personality types, like what's it called, the INFJ or whatever, and then, you know, there's all these personality types of openness and introvert and extrovert. But do we know about these energetic personality types? Oh, this person can feel and sense things with their, you know, they can sense the energies. And are we taking that into account in the workplace or in school? Or in the family, you know, we're treating people as one thing, but we're not. We're all unique, and we need to know what our strengths and weaknesses are and our differences and celebrate those. But I just don't think, in terms of energy, we're not celebrating that side of things, like autism or people with Asperger's. Are they abnormal or are they just different? And that's normal. That's what I'm interested in looking at, eh?
Yeah.
And having that conversation.
And remember, you may not know by looking at someone that they have an ability to sense energies or to be able to help people clear blockages, or, you know, in fact, these are exactly the people that have tended to be marginalized.
Yeah.
And so I've noticed there's been certainly a real rising of people like this, and communities around the world are starting to celebrate people's skills in these areas more and more, and connecting in. So there is a real coherence happening with these other modalities and other people's strengths, because we've had an example of what the last 100 years has brought us, where we stuck to the physical, and then that's where I stop and you start. We've gotten right down to a cellular level, as small as we can go down to a molecule, and looked at things like that. But I think we've seen an example, okay, right, this is where we are now, perhaps due to the way we've looked at it for the last couple of 100 years, and we're all sensing that it hasn't served us, and that there is a better way, and we know it.
We can feel something's missing. Huh?
Yeah. And now, with this awareness that people have, and a searching and a yearning for more, because we know we have that capacity in us to be more and to know of more, we're starting to see it popping up. And so, yeah, literally from grassroots and from ground level, we're starting to see it. So these people that we want in our dream team, or, you know, the ones that are going to support our health, they're there, and it's just a case really of looking with different eyes, I'd suggest, because rather than just seeking a doctor, a pharmacist, and that's it in our health, or perhaps a specialist through the DHB, we are learning to look beyond that and find great support in these other people, although they don't look like you would have imagined your healthcare person might of old, you know.
Yeah, so you're talking about materialism and physical reality. We've been taught, well, I'd say, yeah, you're right, in the last 100 years, that's all there is. There's nothing beyond what your 5 senses can see. And yeah, you're right, like, it is the conventional way of medicine to go to these doctors and hospitals, which I believe is great if you're in acute or emergency situations. But in other situations, I do believe there is another way. But even then, there are some people who always do Reiki, or who always do yoga, or who always go to the chiropractor. I would suggest these people need to hear the message you just gave as well. Seek other practices, seek other, you know, ways of healing and being. You might find something there that you've been missing. So it's not just about going to practitioners that deal in the physical realm and the energy realm, but also getting a variety of different ideas and practices, because variety is the spice of life. You can't be stuck in one way, even though if it's working for you, I'm not saying stop it, but also expand your awareness and transcend and find something more. There's always more. There's more to you. And
but remember as well, when you seek these other practitioners, you are giving to them, and that's the reciprocity that we have with Papa Tuanuku, with one another, is an exchange. And you might think, I went to see my practitioner and they gave me a protocol to follow, but you may not know that your dialogue with them and the sharing of your experience and narrative was also gifting to them. So, and there's a thing where don't limit yourself, you know, like you may not even know it, but you are giving as well. There's an exchange, and really we need lots of those, even probably on an energetic level. There is, where we meet another, we exchange. So yeah, it isn't only just a one way
occurrence. In any interaction there's giving and receiving. Even in interactions that are, you can label as negative and bad and harmful. Like for me, you know, old school upbringing as a child in the 80s with the physical discipline, and being a highly sensitive person, you know, it wasn't easy going for me. But I can see now the gift of that, what it's taught me, the compassion it's grown in me, and I wouldn't change that. But you're right, and in any interaction, there is giving and receiving. And even though in the moment you may think you're just taking, you actually are giving. Or if you think, I'm just giving to this person so much and I haven't received anything, or I'm getting nothing back but pain, later on, down the road, you may just realize, wow, that actually was for a reason. And now I know what it is. But yeah, I love that. Everything's interacting with each other. In science, they talk about the quantum realm and quantum particles. But these particles always come with a charge, and with the charge there's a field. And I don't think you can put the universe down to a single particle, because the particle on its own has no charge and no field, and you wouldn't know it exists without another particle to relate to. So it's when you get two things coming into contact with each other, that's when you can actually experience it. You can see the charge and you can see the field. On its own, it's nothing. It doesn't exist. There's no giving or receive. It's only in two. And even at the fundamental level of the universe, there's always two things interacting with each other, and they're giving and taking, creating a charge, creating this field, which can grow and expand and evolve to the entire universe. So, I'm just reinforcing what you're saying about no man's an island. We're always interacting with other people, places and things, and how you relate to that and your perception of it will determine how much stress and inflammation you're getting at. Because, you know, we're talking about physical, but also emotional. But getting back to your device, how have you found this to help people with mental and emotional blockages?
There's, so I've, in here in Raglan, I have a desktop size machine, and we have a similar size one in Te Ao Mutu, but we also in Te Ao Mutu have a whole body pod, we call it a pod, and it looks a little bit like the old fashioned sunbeds. Where you lie down and then the top closes and you're bathing in, and that was UVA and UVB light, which as we've now learned is probably not the best for us. But the one that we have in Te Ao Mutu is red and near infrared light. Okay, so what you're doing is preset for 20 minutes, and what you're doing when you lie in there is you're having all of the inflammation in your whole body removed, or at least reduced, in those 20 minutes. And that means everywhere, including your brain. Mm. And so in answer to your question, yes, people go in the Novathor for all sorts of things. It has an impact on mood, has an impact on sleep, stress, digestion, immunity, and of course pain and inflammation. But some really wonderful examples that I have seen in the Novathor is an elderly lady who had suffered from a stroke, and it had affected her speech. So she was, we'd say, dysphasic, having difficulty forming words. And sometimes she was good and she could speak clearly, and other times she would be all mixed up and she wasn't able to. Mm. So her daughter would bring her over. They lived in Tauranga, and her daughter would bring her over to then Hamilton, where we had it, and she would lie in the Novathor for 20 minutes, absorbing this infrared light, reducing inflammation in her brain where, of course, the stroke had occurred. And when she would come out of it, for the first, say, paragraph that she would speak, she was beautifully fluid and lucid. It was just such a pleasure to hear her. Obviously, soon after that, you know, like the effect would wear off, as it does with most things. Mm. But she would return and she'd come back each week, and you could definitely and clearly see for her the impact that it was having on her brain. I can feel it when I go in there, because if you go in and you're stressed and you lie down, and maybe it's just because you've lain down for 20 minutes in a nice environment. Yeah. But I can feel just this absolute reduction in stress, and I just feel so calm and ready for the day when I come out of there. But that's subjective, of course. All of these things, reports about what's happened in your head. We have people who, following several episodes of COVID, became quite brain fogged and were finding it really, really difficult to function through the day. And they've had a real, they call it the opening of the curtains when they go in there. So again, subjective, but yes, there's an impact with using devices like this, with particular emphasis to the head. And I know that the company Thor have made like a helmet for people who have got neurological disorders or Parkinson's and things like that, so that the light is concentrating on the head, or traumatic brain injury. So yeah, removing inflammation can happen globally when you're in there. And yeah, and the impact that that has allows your immunity to be more effective. Yeah, and thought, memory, cognition. Yeah, that can happen. But of course, it's always subjective unless you've seen a random controlled trial, of which there are 90-something of them globally on infrared light, random controlled trials for all different modalities. Mm. But yeah, in regards to the head one and mental health and issues, always subjective, but yeah, definitely impact has had.
Yeah, a couple of things there. So if people are coming back, and do you see progress like with their symptoms?
Yeah.
But and then there's some people that you don't see progress, but you can see it straight after. Yeah. I'm thinking, what's causing the inflammation? Maybe that hasn't been removed.
Yeah.
So you're removing it.
Yeah.
But then they go back to their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Or it's so ingrained, it's so chronic that soon after it comes back,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't been able to find that cause. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Yes, go and get symptom relief, but also look at what's causing the symptoms, the root cause.
Yeah,
and the other thing, I've forgotten now what I was thinking.
We have black caps and black fern athletes coming into the Novathor, and they're just using it for rapid repair of injuries, but also it kind of just enhances them, you know. Anybody with any sort of an injury or a deficit is using it to treat that.
Yeah, so that's a good example. If you've got a physical injury, you go to get some therapy, you wouldn't go back and do the exact same thing straight away that caused that physical injury. You'd, yeah. So you would, and that would mean that the therapy will work. 100% of the time long term. But yeah, so what I was going to go back to was the mind and the body and reducing inflammation. So when I was in, before I learned holistic health and changed my lifestyle, I was very inflamed, but I didn't know I was inflamed. I was depressed and I had a lot of gut issues. But that was inflammation. That was inflammation expressing itself as depression, expressing itself as gut issues. I know that now. And then once I, it was like, how long? It was maybe a month. Yeah, it was like a month into eating a real whole foods diet. You know, I'd never done this before. Just eat real food. Crazy idea, I know. And I think that was the only change I made. But just doing that, I noticed I changed, like, how I thought about things and the way I saw things, that also changed. So it was the food, or my lifestyle was affecting my mood, the way I thought, the way I felt as well, which is the mind, right? That's the mind part of the body. You know, me personally, I don't separate the body and the mind. I think the one thing. So when you change one, you change the other. When you affect one, you affect the other. But I had no idea, no clue at the time that when you do, the lifestyle choices you make are affecting not just the body, but the mind. And it's huge. You know, that was a big realization for me. And yeah, it wasn't soon after that that my depression and gut issues, because I was doing everything lifestyle-wise to remove the inflammation, went away. So it was that fire. There was a fire in me and I didn't even know. The doctors never called it that. They just called it a disease or something, and they gave me a pill for it. Usually it was antibiotics, because I also had skin issues as well. And so now I know, inflammation. Yeah. And so what this is doing, what you're doing with the light, is the same thing, reduce the inflammation. And if you pair that with other choices in your life, man, that's a powerful tool.
That's why when I'm working with people, I can't not talk about other things they can bring into their body in regards to things that are probably already sitting in their pantry or growing in their garden that they can bring in that will enhance that anti-inflammatory, faster healing.
Now, if you wanted to make a buck, you would not tell them anything. They'll keep coming back to you and back to you and back to you and back to you and back to you, because you wouldn't be helping them. You'll be helping yourself, right? Mm. Keep taking this. Oh, I'm not going to tell you how to stop getting the... But because you care... And I'm the same way. I don't want people to want me forever. You got to be able to be sovereign in your health and everything. And yeah, no, that's awesome. So you do have a discussion.
Oh, fully. I used to run workshops many years ago in Raglan at the old school once a month with another, she was then practicing, another herbalist, but she's not practicing now. And it was all about empowering people to be able to open their pantry or their cupboard or go to their garden and find what they needed for their family without having to go and see a doctor or a herbalist, because so much of it literally is there. It's already in your home. It's just knowing when to take it and how to take it, or perhaps giving some inspiration about, because, you know, we talk about food being our medicine. It is, and it's the thing we're putting in our mouth 4 or 5 times a day. So why not utilize that? So yeah, that was what our plan was then, and it was a great idea to just give the power to people, so they don't have to be all the time running to ask questions. And in a way, it's a paradigm shift, because people are used to asking a teacher, asking a minister, asking a doctor, tell me what to do, teach me, guide me, show me, instead of asking themselves, coming to a quiet place and knowing their own wisdom. So it's great to be able to just remind them, you've got this.
Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to share besides what we've already spoken about?
Again, stressing that our individuality, and I have a little quote on my website talking about that: from chamomile to chemo, some of us will respond and some of us won't. And what I'm learning every day, right? Health's my favorite thing. I'm always studying, always learning, always picking up new information and courses that I can do. And my current wonderful thing to be studying and is really capturing me is our as when you speak about mind, it isn't something that's trapped within our skull or even within our body, that our mind is broader, it's consciousness really. So yeah, when we talk about the individuality that we are, we know that it merges, that our connection with other people is bigger than ourselves, but so is our ability to make an effect on our physical body. So, and what I'm saying by that is, maybe you know it as the placebo effect or intention or prayer. Those things are the giving of information or an instruction to our physical environment and surrounding to affect the outcome that we want. So in regards to healing of something, to there's loads of studies now and they're so amazing, and I've been waiting for this information because I always knew it, but finally we can quantify it, about the effect on people's body physically when people pray for them or when people meditate with their healing in mind and have that intention. And now we can see, and they're in different rooms and they're isolated from one another by distance and all of these wonderful variables, but all show the impact that we can have on others, but also on ourselves. And yeah, so if it is the placebo effect, if that's how you understand it to be, it's the knowledge that the idea of something is going to affect a change. And I'm loving that. I'm learning so much from some fantastic authors around the world at the moment, from Germany, Israel, and the US, in what they're writing and learning about consciousness and our connection with that.
Yeah, it's funny how people say it's just the placebo, like it's nothing.
It's one third of the effect of the healing is placebo. So, I mean, why wouldn't you use that?
Well, it's at least one third. It could be all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're talking about those studies about the mind and prayer healing. You know, there's a lot of studies about back and especially knee pain, the one I know of, where they do a sham surgery.
Yes.
So they make the incision, but that's about it.
Yes.
50%. Got better, 50% had surgery, 50% didn't. And most of the ones that didn't get it still got better. They actually got healing. Their pain went away. Or the issue that they had with the knee was gone. And there was no surgery at all. It's just placebo. Well, yeah, there you go. That's how powerful the placebo is in prayer and intention, which is what it is really.
Also know that there is the nocebo. There's the placebo and the nocebo, yeah. Which we know in everything it's polarizing. There's the very good and the very not so good. So it's also possible, and just be aware of that. Be aware of perhaps what people may say or the information feed you read, that these fear-based ideas or thoughts or words potentially can have an impact on us, in as much as we're saying that a prayer or a positive intention can have on us. And again, that's coming down to the diet that we have. What are we ingesting? What are we choosing to take in?
And the diet you're talking about is everything, not just food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, yourself, your own thoughts and feelings are a big deal. I like to say, don't believe everything you hear or see or think. Don't believe your own thoughts sometimes, you know. You got to question yourself. But that's why this dream team is important and having a goal is important, so you know, I have this intention and this person's here for a reason. Because if you don't have a goal, then anyone can be, you can surround yourself by anyone. And who knows who you're surrounding yourself by? There could be people that are causing low stress responses in your body. You know, these are people that could be causing you to feel unworthy and you're not picking it up, that this person, I shouldn't really hang around. They may look cool and be charming and, you know, that might be a part of a cool crowd, but when you're with them, there's just something about yourself that you're not liking, or there's something in you that's not ringing true or feeling good. So yeah, environment is key. The people you surround yourself with is key, and that's coming down to that nocebo and the placebo. That's a good point. Big point. Awesome point to finish on. I just want to keep going on that though, but it's true. Environment. That's one of my, I teach 7 holistic lifestyle principles. One of them is environment, and that's based around the toxicities in your environment. But it's not just, I don't just mean physical I mean everything, relationships as well. And the main takeaway I give for people, I try to give one, at least one simple takeaway for each principle. And for that one, I would say it's energy vampires. Be wary of the people in your life that take from you your energy, but then you have to participate in that as well. So be wary of how you give your energy. I used to be a people pleaser, so I gave a lot, and then I blamed others. But it was me doing, you know, the giving. So be conscious of who you surround yourself with, and be conscious of your own thoughts and your own intention. I think that that's a big one. Have intention going into any situation is a good thing. So where can people find you if they want to get some light work done?
So the light part of the work that I do is for a company called ATP, and the other side of the work that I do with herbal or natural health is called The Natural Solution. So both of those are on Bankart Street in Raglan, opposite the Four Square. Or, of course, there's websites of both of those names, www.atplasertherapy.co.nz or the www.thenaturalsolution.co.nz. So that'll answer a couple of questions. And, of course, my phone number's on the wall outside the clinic. And, yeah, I'm really happy to join you on some of the step of your health, and also check and see if we're a good match when we talk about that exchange of energy. Some people are drawn to, others aren't, and you're really welcome to come and meet me and have a chat, talk a little bit about what's going on. And if you feel that you'd be happy to work together for some time to help with your health, then we can do that. Otherwise, yeah, there's no attachment to outcome. if you would rather have a different person on your team, then please go ahead and create your dream team.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. You're definitely part of my dream team.
Well, thank you for having me.
Cool, thanks. Thank you once again, Nikki. That was an enlightening conversation. Thank you for sharing the power of light therapy and photobiomodulation and helping people heal, reduce inflammation, and yes, with the correct lifestyle choices, holistic lifestyle choices you make, you can support any healing process that you do and make it last long term. So if you want to work with Nikki and get some long term healing, you can find her at thenaturalsolution.co.nz or atptherapy.co.nz. Highly recommend her. Beautiful soul, doing great work out there. And that's it for me. So until next time, stay free, be yourself, know that you are loved, and that you are love. Kia kaha.